Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, welcome to Red Men TV. We have been reviewing Liverpool's mid-season so far. The full show is streaming in video and podcast form right now on redmenplus.com. But here's a juicy little segment rating Liverpool's transfers and how they've performed so far this season. Let's look at revisit the summer transfer business then. Carvalho, Chloe. Smart buy, you know, I'd like to see a bit more of him. I think he's been one of the ones who struggled a little bit for us moving formations around. Yeah. You know, he's a new lad, he's not established, and he's behind, you know, Harvey Elliott has gained from it. But Carvalho, when we've seen him, mentioned a couple of goals there, scores a winner against Newcastle, gets a goal in the Bournemouth game. Something Chris actually said after, like, seeing a couple of appearances, watch the games where we win and he's on the pitch. Yeah. He's never far away from the action, whether it's the pass before the pass or he's hovering round looking for rebounds or whatever. We need to see more, but it's very positive so far.
Yeah, really good buy. I think it was only 5 to 8 million. How much was it?
I think it was 10
and like what? Literally that. I think he's a superstar in the make and he just needs to get some rhythm, some time. I think you saw it within the first game, the Charity Shield, when he came on. He got about 10 minutes with added time and he was a spark. He was the one who was like played a big part in Darwin Nunez's goal because he started. I think he passes the ball to Salah. His movements there, he needs to get a bit more physical and also. I remember the Fulham game and we've boxed them in, we've penned them in, we've got them under so much pressure and he just gives away a foul, like because he's chasing a ball down. You're like, lad, that's where you just box them, just make them kick it off. Yeah, if so, you get a throw and you box them again. But yeah, he looks like a really good youngster who we've got and we like doing this kind of stuff, and under Jürgen Klopp, I think he'll thrive.
Hey, you wonderful podcast listener, get back to the show very, very shortly. Just want to give you a heads up about our merchandise store, redmenmerch.com. Go over there, check it out. Some amazing t-shirts, books, gifts, absolutely everything you need for the Liverpool fan in your life, or indeed just to treat yourself. So yeah, head on over to redmenmerch.com, check out the amazing products that we've got on offer. I'm sure you'll love them, and I'm sure you're going to love the rest of this show too.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To my point here, 17 appearances for him, 2 goals, only 608 minutes so far, but the Transfermarkt have got it as pardon me, three from left mid, three from left wing, three from centre mid, two from attacking mid, one from right mid, as his appearances so far. And it's not really any surprise, Chris, that he hasn't totally grasped his early stages just yet. He's nothing more than a promising looking footballer at this point.
Yeah, I think that shows where he is, doesn't he? I think when Luis Diaz goes down injured, you might have expected him to get a few more minutes there, but obviously the change in shape and the change in formation that leads to ultimately...
And a need for goals.
Yeah, and we have that sort of 4-2-4, don't we? And then we throw just more bodies up there. I think that doesn't help him in any way, shape or form, but I do like him. I think he's a box of tricks as well. Yeah. Like, he just seems to know where to pop up, and like he's comfortable being anywhere. You know, there's a lot of young players that come into a side, I think, at times, and they're very rigid in what they do. They're like, well, I'm playing left wing, so up and down this left, and that's it. Whereas he sort of plays with a bit of a freedom, doesn't he? Where he's like, well, there's space over there, so I'm just going to go over there. I'll get back and do my defensive work, but right now I'm going to go where the space is. There's no point in me just standing here. Yeah. And I like that in a young player. I think that he shows a lad that's confident in himself, that is able to get in and around the box. His link-up plays really good as well. I think we've got somebody there with very good technical ability to be able to pass in those tight areas, which is one of the hardest things to do as a young footballer as well. So really excited to see him. And it wouldn't surprise me if we saw him 5 to 10 more times this season. That's about it.
Yeah.
And next year might be the year when he starts to break in more.
What I'd like to see, though, is... I don't think Firmino's form has helped him, because Firmino being good has meant that Darwin Núñez isn't a striker here, and therefore he doesn't get in the squad. Carvalho, I like him more, and I don't want to say let's play 4-3-2-1, but I like him in the midfield, the left side of the midfield, more than I like him on the wing. And that's just my choice, because he doesn't look like a Jurgen Klopp left midfielder, because he doesn't have the pace.
Yeah.
He has the tricks. He's like it. I don't want to say Coutinho, but he is like that Coutinho, mm-hmm. who picks up... Even though
I don't want to say like Coutinho, like Coutinho. Yeah.
But you always saw Coutinho cut inside on his right foot. He was never going down the line, really. Yeah. He kind of sat in the pocket, and that's where I'd like to see Carvalho more.
Yeah, he's never really played on the left-hand side, and that's the thing. We've kind
he's
of shown
fucked, though, isn't he? Because it's Diaz and Thiago are the two places we're talking
exactly.
about.
Yeah. But what he feels to me like a very Manchester City buy. Mm. And you look at Foden and Bernardo Silva and Kevin De Bruyne, and these are all lads. And like Sane could do this, Sterling could do it, albeit, you know, further up. They can play in three or four positions. So you can start a game and you can just play him in midfield, or you can play him off the right hand side, or you can play him as a false nine if you want to. I want to see him do that. I want to see him be the next Roberto Firmino. It's whether he's got enough physicality to do that, but he's obviously still got a bit of filling out to do. But yeah, really positive so far. Calvin Ramsey, far too soon, but I'm glad we got a look at him, Chloe, before we went on the break, because me and Steve are going to be doing the World Cup preview, and we're having a bit of a chat about who's around, and he feels like one of the players who's actually really going to benefit from this winter break, because he didn't have pre-season because he was injured.
Yeah.
He's only really come into training in the last month or so. A couple of appearances for the unders. What, that three appearances all told, probably, for us, for the senior team at this point, there or thereabouts. I can literally find out.
I think
but,
Napoli and then the Derby game.
And he's there, and the small glimpses, I think he looks like a player, yeah. But we'll need to see.
We'll obviously need to see more, but I think it's good that he got his debut for us, especially at home, because you're going into a World Cup break where there's now 6 weeks of absolutely no club football. And imagine if you turn around and was like, wonder that Cal-? Like, you just forget Calvin Ramsey's a person.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, we did buy him, but we haven't seen him, don't know if he's any good. And sadly, people don't have long fuses, they get bored and tired dead easily, and people can already turn around and be, yeah, he's injury prone, him, he's this, he's that, and you're already creating a negative stigma around a player you've never seen. So it's good that he's got those debuts, he's played at Anfield, and he looked really good. I can't lie, yeah, it's only two appearances where I've seen him. And now he loves a cutback, a little Cruyff turn. He's really good at whipping a ball into the areas as well. So, yeah, excited to see more of him. Can't say too much about him, but I'm excited for his future.
For me, I find this one quite interesting. I know Liverpool weren't probably able to keep Nico Williams, but he has to be better than Nico Williams. Nico Williams is a really good right back. Like, I know Nico wanted to move on for his career and all that type of stuff, and I know it's such a difficult place for Liverpool to buy the backup to Trent Alexander-Arnold. Liverpool's transfers, I think that he might be a really good judge of how good Ward is.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, and what the lads are doing today, because we know what they did 3 years ago to put the team together, or 4 years ago, but what are they doing now? I think we can see with Nunes that Raw, but you know, we're going to talk about him, but looks like it's going to be a successful transfer. We know, you know, the last one to probably join this squad was Kostas Tsimikas, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who's been really good. Fabio Carvalho and Calvin Ramsey are the two lads that tell me whether we're still as good as we were at Bayern a few years ago.
Yeah, again, he's not been bought for this year, and next year he's been bought for a number of years. Trent's at least at that age now where it makes sense to have, you can go two ways. You'd either have a 30 plus year old or you'd have a teenager. And we've got the 30 plus year old in James Milner, but he's not going to last forever, so you've got to refresh that, and you go out and buy another 30 or something year old. You're lucky with Milner because he can play in five different positions, so you can afford to carry that player in the squad. You're not really going to go out and buy an ageing fullback, I don't think. Unless it's
shame,
someone
though,
who's...
is it? Because if we'd have managed to somehow keep Nico around, I think he would have been used a lot more this season.
Absolutely. Yeah. Without 100%. A doubt. It happens so often, doesn't it? You know, I think about like when players move on and immediately all the opportunities that they didn't get the season before present themselves. It's like Taki would have played this season. Divock would have played more this season. They just would have done. But that's just how shit happens sometimes, doesn't it? But I think the Nico thing, he's got to be at least as good as Nico Williams, I think, in the short term. But it's interesting again that our transfer policies, we've skewed young on a couple of those positions, because I just don't think you can go out and buy a 50, 60 million pounds fullback, because you're just spunking too much of the budget. Now, hopefully those conversations will be changing in the coming weeks and months, and maybe we can start going into that world where we can go and get more ready-made quality of senior age who can bolster the squad. But I don't mind it. I think, you know, him and Carvalho, as you say, represent potentially very shrewd business, because you've paid really next to nothing in the modern football team. If they're capable of being squad players in a world where if you're going to be a top four team, your squad players need to be 20 to 50 million pound footballers, and you've paid well less than that for both of those, well, all of a sudden you've got you're making them into 20, 30, 40 million pound footballers, and that's how you succeed, and that gives you the money to go and buy the big lads.
Ben Davies, who's gone to Rangers, literally we made the tiniest bit of profit on him. Why? Because Liverpool signed him and Liverpool's name was on there.
Yeah.
That is literally why someone came in for him and why someone paid as much as we asked. This isn't high risk. This is pretty much reward for both of these, no matter what happens.
Yeah. Darwin Nunes, then, strength to strength. You made a way, threw me nicely under the bus in the last show, Chris, but you were right. I was unconvinced, and not in a way where I was going to shout it from the rooftops, but I had this little cringe.
Wasn't me, it was Steve, wasn't it?
Fear, both of
it
yous.
Was Steve, yeah.
Both of yous.
I jumped on.
Yeah, I piled on in a big way. I had a weird, cringy feeling about him, and because he's so awkward at times. And it's not like he's Erling Haaland, where he's got years and years of absolutely smashing every level of football and every challenge that's come along without batting an eyelid. He's got one good season under his belt prior to this one. But the more and more I see of him, the more impressed I am. And even to the point where, even from the left, I said to you probably a few weeks ago, he's doing a Divock job out there, and Divock did an underrated. I think people didn't like him on either side, but he was more than capable because he's got an eye for goal. He's got pace. He'll go down. He'll take it down the channels. He'll run to the byline if needs be, and if he manages to get it onto his foot, on right foot, he's going to score because he's great at shooting. But he's got, it's the aggression that he brings with him on that side. He's just so much more, and he's picking his moments to drift inside really well as well. His movement is first rate. He's got a cracking shot on him. He'll take shots on with both feet. He's scoring goals from set pieces with his head. I made a video a few weeks ago and just said he's going to score loads of goals for Liverpool, and I am totally convinced. I don't think he'll ever be worse than a 1-2 straight.
I think he's already at 1-2 now, isn't he?
Just about.
I can't remember how many goals I said at the start of the season. I think I was like 25 goals or something, wasn't I? And I still stand by that. I still think he's going to get up there if he gets the games. That's where roughly whereabouts he's going to finish in terms of goals and stuff. What I've been most impressed with over the last couple of weeks is him and Salah seem to have a pretty good understanding, and they're playing passes to each other. Yeah. And now, you know, for the last maybe year and a half, people would question whether Mane and Salah pass to each other, or whether Salah would pass to Mane. I should say Mane would always pass to Salah. But what we're getting is we're getting our right winger and our left winger passing to each other, and that's a really good thing because, you know, even if I think back to the game at the weekend, there's a couple there where Darwin Nunes bombs down the left-hand side, whips a ball in from near the touchline, and Salah should score from, in my opinion. Yeah. And then there's another one where Salah sets up Nunes not too long after and stuff. So they've got an understanding, and Bobby Firmino makes that work because he's gone back to playing the false nine since we've gone with Nunes and Salah around him, and he's making everything sort of tick again. And it just feels like we're starting to see a front three that work well together. Like, I love Luis Diaz, but I don't think we've seen the best of Bobby Firmino when Luis Diaz has played. Actually, with Darwin there, I think we're seeing the best of Bobby in the nine again, and I think that's just because Darwin wants to be in the box, whereas Diaz doesn't have that killer instinct yet to be able to, I need to be there.
Yeah.
Darwin does, and Firmino works for that.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.